The city of Arvin is scheduled to vote on a new oil and gas ordinance tonight, finalizing the decision of the city council on whether they adopt new regulations making it more challenging for oil and gas companies to operate near the city's schools, parks, and neighborhoods. Valley Public Radio's Christina Lopez has more details on the future of the oil and gas industry in Arvin.
The city of Arvin is embraced by its residents as the garden in the sun. But today, that garden is surrounded by at least a dozen active oil and gas wells, currently drilling near schools, parks, and homes. Salvador Padilla has lived in Arvin for over a decade, a city with a gas and oil ordinance that has not been updated since the 1960s.
The change it hasn't been done since 1965. Right now we have homes closer to 50 feet away from the oil pumps.
The issue creates disharmony for Pradida, who lives near two oil drilling wells.
I have complained to every agency in Kern County that has anything to do with oil companies, oil well, or the control of oil wells. And the only answer that comes back to me is saying that it's a small operator and that they're living with the oil ordinance, and under those ordinance, they don't have to do anything.
Bardida's complaints fall on deaf ears as his health concerns continue to mount.
And the noise of this big old diesel engine, it runs all night long. And when all the traffic comes down on the streets and everything in the middle of the night, you can hear that diesel engine run like if it was a truck right next to your window. The noise doesn't stop. That's 24/7. And the oil smell of the crude oil, you can smell it a mile away. And that smells horrible, and that gets you sick.
Arvin's landscape and the health of its residents could change after 6 o'clock tonight, as gas and oil industry members, community leaders, including Pardida, as well as local working families, are expected to pack the 80-seat City Hall chambers for a public hearing, resulting in a final vote to update the city's 53-year-old gas and oil ordinance for regulation of petroleum facilities and operations. Tracy Leach is the founder of the Kern Citizens for Energy Coalition and calls tonight's vote significant.
This oil production is our history. It's our heritage. We've been doing it for over 100 years here. So having a city in Kern County take such a pretty hostile position to oil production and the tens of thousands of jobs it provides is a little startling.
Leach says the new ordinance makes oil and gas production manageable in the city of Arvin. Despite the significant changes, Leach is more concerned with the mayor of Arvin's recent comments surrounding the ordinance.
The mayor has stated he wants to ban the industry, so we strongly objected to his posture towards his own home county.
What this ordinance does is it allows the oil industry to operate within the city of Arvin with reasonable regulations that are focused on public health and safety and dictate where oil operations can and cannot occur within the city of Arvin.
That's Jose Gorula, the current mayor of Arvin and a native of this rich agricultural region of Kern County. He, too, has been directly impacted by the oil industry 4 years ago when a gas leak was located in his neighborhood. He disagrees with industry insiders when they label the updated ordinance a ban.
Yes, you can operate within our community, but with public health and safety in mind. I think that is what they're concerned, and I think they're the ones that are using talking points and misinformation and political attacks to call this what it isn't. They're saying this is a ban.
Earlier this month, Arvin City Council held its first public hearing with a preliminary vote on an updated oil and gas ordinance, with 70% of the community supporting stricter regulations against the oil and gas industry within city limits.
There were quite a few members of the community there, and they spoke on both sides of the issue. And the industry representatives there all objected to the ordinance as it was exempting itself from CEQA and not doing environmental review.
Currently, there are 10 to 12 active oil wells operating in the city of Arvin. Under the new ordinance, which will take effect 30 to 60 days following the final vote, the city will implement new regulations, with a clear focus on the city's public health concerns.
What it does, and I guess the most controversial aspect of the ordinance, is it creates a public health buffer zone or setback. So between 300 feet or within 300 feet of sensitive uses, there can't be any oil gas operations. And also within 50 to 100 feet within streets, can't occur any oil and gas operations. Now from 300 to 600 feet, any oil and gas development there will trigger additional rules with respect to noise, any nuisances, and that's because it's close to sensitive areas.
These sensitive areas include schools, parks, and homes. As night breaks, the roar of an oil well churns just feet away as churchgoers exit St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church on Bear Mountain Boulevard. Tonight's vote is expected to surpass the roar of those oil wells with overwhelming support. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Christina Lopez in Arvin.